Okay, so have you ever felt like you really want to, jump into a conversation in English, but then like your brain just kind of slams on the brakes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like I've totally been there, and
That's the worst.
oh, it is the worst. Today we're diving into an article, and it's got this really bold promise.
Okay.
It says you can get a confidence boost in English
All right.
using only 5 words.
Five words. Whoa.
That's it, just 5 words.
I'm intrigued. Just lay it on me.
Okay, so are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is it just speak? Don't overthink it.
Just speak. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It sounds almost too simple, right?
Yeah, it really does. But I think the beauty of it is just how direct it is.
Yeah.
It's like it's going straight to the heart of what makes us nervous when we're trying to speak English.
Yeah.
You know, that fear of messing up or sounding awkward or whatever. It's like
Yeah.
our brains turn into these like grammar police, you know,
Right.
just like shutting down any kind of flow.
Totally. And it's funny because, like, I can remember one time I completely froze up just trying to order a croissant in Paris.
Oh my gosh.
My French was decent, but the fear was like so real.
I can
So,
imagine.
like, how do we actually break free from that overthinking?
Well, the article makes this really good point. It says that perfection is basically a trap.
Oh.
You know, think about it. Think about how you listen to other people.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody makes a small grammar mistake, do you like totally stop understanding them?
No, not at all.
Exactly. It's like the message is what really matters.
Why?
And this actually reminds me of a story in the article about this German executive who was like terrified of giving presentations in English.
Right, yeah, the one who basically told his fear to take a hike.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and he ended up becoming like this confident speaker.
Totally. It's so inspiring.
So inspiring. But how did he like make that leap? How did he go from fear to confidence?
Well, the big thing was that he changed his whole way of thinking about mistakes. Instead of seeing mistakes as like failures, you know, he
Right.
started seeing them as opportunities.
Yeah.
Each one was like a piece of information showing him what to adjust.
I like that.
Yeah. And let's be real, you know, even native English speakers make mistakes
Yeah,
sometimes.
all the
It's
time.
just part of being human.
That does take the pressure off a bit.
Yeah.
But I still remember, like, feeling so self-conscious about my accent when I first started learning French. It took me a while to, like, actually own it.
I think that's a huge step that the article really encourages is to stop seeing your accent as something bad
Yeah.
and start seeing it as something good. You know, it's
Right.
like a part of you, like your own unique story, your own like linguistic fingerprint.
I love that.
There's even research that shows that accents can be like really
Oh,
positive.
wow.
Yeah, they add a richness to communication.
That's
It
awesome.
is pretty cool.
Okay. That definitely helps with the
For
confidence.
sure.
But like when you said just speak, it still feels kind of scary, especially if your brain is still like stuck in that overthinking mode.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally, but that's where this idea of memento comes in. The more
Okay.
you actually speak, the less energy you're going to waste on
Oh,
worrying.
I see.
It's kind of like working out a muscle. You know, the more you use it, the stronger it gets.
Makes sense.
And the article actually has this challenge. It says, try to have a 2-minute conversation in English today. Like, just go for it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, 2 minutes mistakes and
Yeah,
all.
that feels doable, right?
Totally. It is just taking that first step.
Yeah.
And remember that German executive who was so scared?
Right.
He took that first step and it completely changed his life.
Totally.
So just imagine what you could achieve if you could express yourself confidently in English. The possibilities are endless.
The world really does open up, doesn't it?
It totally does.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is our deep dive for today.
Awesome.
Go out there and just speak.
Don't overthink it.
Exactly. You got
We
that.
got this.
We'll see you.
Next time, see you later.